Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
All right, folks, welcome back to How to Be Stoic. Your daily dose of wisdom, strength, and courage, all served up with a side of real talk. I'm Dylan Brooks, your host, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little more grace and a whole lot more grit. Now, today we're diving into something that might seem a bit counterintuitive at first. Creating a gratitude practice routine for inner peace. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Gratitude, isn't that all rainbows and unicorns? Look, I get it. Life can be tough, and sometimes the last thing you feel is grateful. You've got bills to pay, deadlines looming, maybe a relationship giving you a run for your money. But hear me out, because this isn't about being Pollyanna or ignoring the real struggles. It's about shifting your perspective, even just a little bit, and finding those pockets of goodness amidst the chaos. Think of it like training your brain to focus on the positive, like building a mental muscle that gets stronger with practice. So, why is this important? Because gratitude isn't just some feel-good buzzword. It's actually scientifically proven to reduce stress, improve sleep, boost happiness, and even strengthen relationships. Basically, it's a superpower you can cultivate right here in your own mind. And the best part? You don't need to spend hours meditating on a mountaintop. Here are five key takeaways to get you started. First off, keep it simple. You don't need a fancy journal or elaborate rituals. Start with just three things you're grateful for each day. It could be anything: a good cup of coffee, a sunny morning, a laugh shared with a friend. The point is to actively acknowledge and appreciate those little moments that often go unnoticed. Second, be specific. Big gratitude like being grateful for my family isn't as powerful as specific details like being grateful for my sister's hilarious sense of humor. Specificity makes the feeling more tangible and real. It's about truly savoring those experiences and people in your life. Third, make it a habit. Consistency is key. Try to practice gratitude first thing in the morning or before bed. Think of it like brushing your teeth, essential for maintaining inner peace and well-being. Over time, it'll become second nature, just like any other good habit. Fourth, write it down. Putting pen to paper or fingers to keyboard can make gratitude more meaningful. It helps you process those feelings and create a tangible record of your journey. You might even find yourself rereading past entries and noticing a pattern of positivity that's truly inspiring. And lastly, be patient. Building a gratitude practice takes time and effort. Don't get discouraged if you miss a day or two, just pick it back up where you left off. Remember, it's about progress, not perfection. Ever had one of those days where everything seems to be going wrong? You know that feeling when you spill your coffee, miss the bus, and then realize you forgot your lunch? Well, imagine facing all that with a little dose of gratitude mixed in. Let's say you spilled your coffee instead of cussing under your breath, maybe acknowledge the fact that at least you weren't burned or scalded. Maybe even see it as an opportunity to try a new cafe around the corner. When you miss the bus, use that time to call a friend or listen to your favorite podcast. And who knows, maybe forgetting your lunch leads to discovering a delicious new spot for takeout. See what I mean? It's not about ignoring the negative, it's about finding those silver linings and choosing to focus on the good even when things are tough. Alright, let's recap. We talked about creating a simple gratitude practice, focusing on three specific things each day, writing them down for extra impact, and making it a consistent habit. And remember, even when life throws you curveballs, a little gratitude can go a long way in transforming your perspective. So, what are you waiting for? Start your own gratitude journey today. Share your favorite things you're grateful for in the comments below. Let's spread some positivity. And remember, folk stoicism isn't about being emotionless, it's about finding strength and resilience within yourself. So keep striving, keep learning, and never stop growing. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.